regular listeners to Magic will know that one of the most popular songs that we play here is that classic Leanne Rimes song, Can't Fight the Moonlight, which, of course, came from the massively successful film Coyote Ugly. And I'm delighted to say that the star of that film joins me now, Piper Perabo. Hi, how
are
you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Well, what a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, it's nice to be here.
Coyote Ugly, what a huge success that was. I mean, you can't have realised it was going to be that big when you were making that.
No, I mean, I was just starting out when I made that, and so I really had no kind of idea what was going to happen. I was just trying to put one foot in front of the other, you know what I mean?
Yeah, too right, yeah. And you've got to work with Leanne as well.
Yeah, I love Leanne. She and I have actually stayed friends since the movie. She's such a nice girl, and we got along right away as soon as we met.
Are you actually the type of girl that would get up and dance in a bar then?
I don't think I would. I mean, maybe on a special occasion, but I got a lot of my dancing on a bar out of my system doing that movie.
Brilliant. Well, listen, you've been in a string of films since then, of course, Cheaper by the Dozen, Because I Said So, Edison, you know, just to name a few. You're now actually starring in Disney's brilliantly titled Beverly Hills Chihuahua, which are kind of clueless for the canine world, yeah?
Definitely.
And tell us a little bit about your part in the film and the general gist of it.
It's about, I play a sort of ditzy, flaky girl from Beverly Hills who's supposed to be dog sitting for her very wealthy aunt and watching her aunt's chihuahua. And instead of being responsible and staying at home, she takes the dog to Mexico with her friends for a holiday and loses it. And then the sort of adventure begins of she and her dog trying to find each other again.
Very careless of her.
Yes, she's not a good dog sitter.
And your aunt is played by Jamie Lee Curtis, Aunt Viv.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like working with her?
It was amazing. She's so funny and sexy and bright. She's just like, she makes everybody so happy when she's on set. She's just really like loud and rambunctious and, you know, she's just a really good energy to have around. So while we had her, it was really, really fun.
And I'm not being ageist here, but she looks amazing for her age.
Good Lord. When she walks on set, like, people drop things. She's so gorgeous and her legs are so long. It's incredible.
I'm still getting over when she was in True Lies.
I know. I don't think anybody will ever get over that. When she like ripped up her dress and put her hair all back in front of that mirror, remember?
Very well, yes. much in the same way as I remember a certain scene on a bar in Coyote Ugly, actually.
Oh, thank you.
This film, it's a sort of mix of live action and computer animated film.
Yeah, it's sort of like the way they did Babe. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't look animated, but the animals are talking.
And the animal, of course, Chloe, which is the main chihuahua, played by Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, it was so funny. I met Drew. I mean, while we were making the movie, obviously, Drew isn't there because she does the voice. And so she and I met at a restaurant one night. We'd never met before. And it was so funny because we came across the restaurant to each other like, hey, we're making a movie together. It's so nice to meet you.
That must be bizarre, though. She's got loads of lines with you.
It's so weird. It was so weird. Well, because she, you know, in the movie, the humans can't hear the animals talking. It just sounds like barking. So I don't have to know what Drew is doing because all I can understand is the dog's barking. So I don't know. It was funny to have done sort of a whole story with someone and only met them in a restaurant.
There's actually loads of voice talent in this. So we've got Cheech from Cheech and Chong, Placido Domingo, Andy Garcia as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some pretty big names there. Is it something that you'd ever like to do, maybe voicing a character?
So fun. I asked Drew about it, and you know, you can go to work in your pajamas and you don't have to get your hair and makeup done. I think it'd be really great.
You'd go to work in your pajamas?
Well, yeah, I mean, if I was just doing a voice, I mean, like, if I worked on the radio, I would definitely go to work. Do you ever go to work in your pajamas?
I have to admit, I'm in them now.
You are?
Yep.
I knew it.
But, you know, it's just the pajama bottoms. I've got a normal T-shirt on, you know. I need to keep it cool, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Well, listen, well, you're in with Disney now, so, you know, if ever there's an animation going, I'm sure they'll be on the phone to you.
I hope so.
And I gather comedy is something that you really enjoy doing. I mean, looking at your previous films, and it's something you're certainly good at.
Thank you. I do like it. I mean, it's tricky. Doing comedy on film is hard. I studied as a stage actor, and so when you're on stage, you're in control of the timing of your joke. But when you're doing comedy on film, because of the editing, it's a little harder because you don't kind of know how the joke is going to fall. So that's been a big learning curve for me, but I really like doing it. I think it's a challenge.
Are you someone that likes to tell jokes then?
I do like to tell jokes.
But you know what's coming next, don't you?
I know. You're going to ask me if I tell a joke. But that's the problem, is that I can never remember jokes. I think it should be my New Year's resolution, is to try and memorize some jokes. It's like whenever you need one, you can never remember one. I don't know what that's about.
It's true, actually. I can't think of one now either, so
we're
in the same boat.
Okay, good.
Obviously, doing the comedy and stuff, would you ever want to do a drama?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the next thing, I'm going to do a play on Broadway next, and we go into rehearsals in a couple of weeks, and it's a drama. And it's so different doing drama, but I'm excited. I think it'll be fun.
And what about, you know, if you're making films, obviously Oscar season is coming up, is it something that you sort of take in consideration as actors that, oh, I'm going to go with this one because it might just get me the Oscar?
I don't think so. I mean, there's so much that goes into making a great film. Hopefully, you know, you can trust your instincts, and if a part speaks to you, you do it. But it's a long way from start to finish, you know, and I think it's sort of hard to plan that way.
Obviously, with the Oscars coming up, have you seen anything that you tip to win?
What have I seen that I... Oh, I saw The Wrestler. It was so good. Have you seen it?
I haven't yet. It had its premiere here the other night, and I couldn't go. It was so frustrating, because I really want to see that.
So good. It's so good.
I did manage to see £7 last night, actually, and that's excellent.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that one yet.
Yes,
there's a lot I want to see. I was so busy during the holidays, and now there's so many movies I want to see.
Yeah, what do you do Christmas time?
I spend it with my family. My grandmother's 99, so I always spend New Year's with her. And she can't hear very well, so we don't see a lot of movies. So then I have to see them when I come back to New York.
That puts a whole new meaning on the Prince song. I'm going to party like I'm 99.
Totally.
Brilliant. It's a chihuahua. It looked pretty hot when you were filming that. Where was it?
We filmed the whole thing in Mexico.
Ooh, so actually as it's meant to be.
Yeah, we were on location. It was really... We filmed all over the country, in the deserts, in the mountains, on the coast. It was really cool. It was really fun. It was very hot sometimes, though, because we filmed through the summer.
And what's it actually like working with the animals?
It can be a little frustrating. It sort of requires a lot of patience, especially when there's more than one dog in a scene, because each dog has its own trainer, and they're all sort of hiding all over the set, like behind plants and like underneath beds, so they can give the commands to the animals. So you can't like accidentally decide to open a closet door or something in a scene, because there's probably a trainer hiding in there. So it's a little weird.
It sounds like working with the Muppets.
Totally.
Are you the type of girl that would carry a little dog in a handbag then?
No, I like big dogs. I'm not really a little dog girl. I wish I was, because then I could have one to travel with, because you can't really travel with big dogs for all the, you know, work that I do, but I'm a big dog girl.
Well, have you got a dog?
I don't. No, I wish I could, but because I travel so much, I just think it would be too hard on the dog.
It wouldn't, yeah, that's true. Now, listen, I'm somebody that always stays for the final credits, you know, just in case I miss a good bit at the end or something, especially with Disney.
I love when they do that.
Disney always do that. They always put a really funny bit at the end, so you always got to stay in. But I was reading through the cast and crew bit, and I spotted the most bizarre job title. And you've got to tell me why this is there, but who had the Pilates instructor?
Not me. I wish it was me, but it wasn't. Man, do you think it was Chloe?
It would be brilliant.
It would be so awesome if it was hers. God, it certainly wasn't mine. Man, I didn't know there was a Pilates instructor on set. That just shows you how big a Disney film is. There's like people that you work with for 4 months and you never even see them.
There's nobody hiding out in the back lots and, you know, doing the crab or... I don't know what positions they do in Pilates.
I don't know, but I bet it was Chloe.
I would pay to see, actually. If that please, if anyone from Disney is listening, put that onto the DVD, you know, the extra bits. That'd be great. Listen, you're born in Dallas, but you're actually a New York girl now, aren't you?
I am. I've always been, I mean, since I've been working for the last 10 years, I lived in New York.
Is it right that when you went for the audition for Coyote Ugly, I'm from Jersey, I play guitar, and, you know, I'm a girl. Give me the part.
When I read the script for Coyote Ugly, it was sort of weird because I had just moved from New Jersey and I was working in a bar downtown. It wasn't really true that I could play guitar. I told them that I could so I could get the job, and then I took like massive amounts of lessons between being cast and having to start.
I didn't know you could be so devious.
Well, you got to do what you got to do, you know what I mean?
You look like such a sweet girl as well.
No, it's not true. Don't believe it.
Hey, listen, have I got to come and work for you as well? Because I gather you've got a bar.
Oh, I do. do. Do you bartend?
Well, I have done, yes. Yes.
Cool.
But who's allowed to actually drink in there? Because it's called employees only.
I know. Well, we call it, I mean, the bar itself, the outside of it looks like a psychic shop. Okay. So you have to know that you have to go through the psychic shop just to get to the bar. And I don't know. We like that idea of sort of a place that only, you know, people in the know about. So, but anybody can go if you know how to get in.
Which bit of New York is it?
It's in the West Village on Hudson Street.
Okay, I'm just making a note of that. Hudson Street. Okay, take my CV. I just handed in to you, yeah, at the bar.
Yeah, I'll be there.
You'll be the one on the top of the bar. No, you don't do that anymore.
Like fortunes.
So you said that you've got a drama coming up on Broadway. Any other films in the pipeline?
Yeah, I have a film that I did with Chris Pine that's coming out called Carriers, which is a sort of thriller, and a movie called Ashes that I did with my friend Ajay that we shot here in New York.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to seeing both of those. Beverly Hills Chihuahua, it's hilarious. Anybody that has seen pictures of Paris Hilton prancing around LA, this dog is just like that. Not like Paris Hilton, it's like a dog. Oh, this is, could go horribly wrong. There's lawsuits in the offing here.
Really off.
But it's thoroughly entertaining, and I would recommend it to anybody, especially anyone with kids. It's a brilliant family film.
Thanks so much.
No, you're welcome. And good luck with the rest of it. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. I hope so. Gonna get to your heart.